This is the Talk Show America Show.
Welcome one and all to the Talk Show America Show. JR here with you. Thank you for taking time out of your busy day to listen. We certainly appreciate it very much indeed, folks. It is Thursday, April 28th, 2011, folks, the day after the release of Barack Obama's long-form birth certificate. Finally, folks, after how many years? Almost 3 years of controversy, we have finally seen what is purported to be, folks, the long-form birth certificate of Barack Obama from the state of Hawaii. It's been posted up on the internet, been posted up, obviously, in the news media and places of this nature. And, I mean, on the surface, looks to be genuine and real. Of course, you know and I know that it is not going to stop there, that you know, we still have questions about this. One of the questions largely is, why now, folks? Why was it released now? Well, I think largely one of the things one of the people that we have to thank for this is Donald Trump. There is no doubt about it. People can say what they want. Oh, Trump's trying to steal the stage. Folks, if Donald Trump was not on this birth certificate issue, you would have not seen the long-form birth certificate. It's as simple as that. Why? Because Donald Trump has the money to challenge Barack Obama in the release of that birth certificate versus other persons who have challenged the president's eligibility, you know, based on either their service or whatever that they're, you know, they're trying to seek regress from. The bottom line is that Donald Trump himself had the money to fight this. And I believe the Obama administration knew this and decided, you know, before this gets too far out of hand or before things get discovered, you know, we'll release the birth certificate and that should take care of that. Well, you know and I know, folks, that it's not going to. You know that it's not going to end the birther issue. Had he done this, I think in the beginning, it probably would have, you know, very much thrown a lot of water on the fire and probably, you know, dwindled it down to a mere smoldering. But right now, folks, I think the release of Barack Obama's birth certificate has made this situation even more fiery than it was before. Because now you have people, first of all, asking the question of, okay, there's nothing on it that we can see that would have made any big difference in your eligibility or your ability to be president. So why were we hiding it? Why was it being hidden? There's nothing on it. It looks like super secret information, at least, as again, folks, in the purported authentic, real birth certificate. There's a couple of problems with this birth certificate, though, that I have to say right off the top of my head. Creates some suspicions, and obviously people are going to they're going to play on them. And I think that they have some legitimate questions about it. First of all, there's no notary seal on the record. Now, normally, on a birth certificate record of that, so there's a type of embossed seal. Now, people will try to say, well, you know, you wouldn't be able to see it anyway, Jay. No, you see it even on the copy, folks. You will see it if it's a copy of an official document. There'd be an embossed seal. I don't see one here. So, you know, I have to question, you know, that there's no embossed seal. The other thing is, the hospital that is listed as the hospital Barack Obama was born in, technically anyway, name-wise, never existed until the year 1978. If you go up on the blog, talkshowamerica.com, go up to the Talk Show American folks, you will see the story I have up there now about Obama's birth certificate, and you will see, in that story that I talk about the hospital not existing, and I can't say the name of the hospital, you know what it is, it's Koalani or whatever it is, medical center, That did not exist in name until 1978. Now, there was another hospital there. It just wasn't of that name. So is it possible that they're just using that hospital name because that's the official name now? Maybe. And that's fine. That's somewhat explainable, but it is a bone of contention, though. It is there. It does list as the hospital, one that was didn't exist, at least technically in name at least, until 1978. And, of course, we all know Barack Obama supposedly was born on August 4th of 1961. The other thing is it took 4 days to certify this birth certificate. I mean, if he was born on August 4th of 1961, why couldn't it be certified then and there? Why did it take till August 8th to be certified? So there are some questions still, but if you look at it on face value, it appears that it's legitimate, folks, on face value. However, again, I'm not an expert at these things, so I can only give you my opinion looking at it from face value. There are people on the internet, folks, right now, and I have these stories posted up on Facebook, on my Facebook page. If you go up there, facebook.com/talkshowamerica, you'll see some of the stories I have posted up there. That are challenging even this version of the birth certificate. So it's not going to end anytime soon, folks, this birth issue. It's not. I mean, because these people are pointing out things that appear to be wrong with it. And we're going to go over some of these things as the show goes on and see if we can, try to walk you through a little bit of this. But, nice that he released it. If it is the authentic law-informed birth certificate, should have been released in the beginning if this is all that's on it, because there's nothing there that no one in America doesn't already know about. Nothing. There's nothing in there that says anything about him being a Muslim or his father being like Franklin Marsh Davis, as some people tried to say. Being purported, and he was a known communist, as you know. And then, of course, obviously, that he was born in Kenya, things of this nature. None of that is on the birth certificate. The birth certificate basically says, he was born in Hawaii at that hospital, which didn't exist till 1978, but, it could be a mere technicality because of the fact that they changed names, but who knows. I would think that it's an official birth record, that the hospital of record would have been the hospital that would be listed on the birth certificate, not the hospital that exists now after 1978. The name of the hospital exists. So, I mean, it's really, there's some questions. Other than that, there's nothing on there that looks damaging, in my opinion, to his eligibility to be president of the United States, except for the fact that it lists his father as African. His father was never a U.S. citizen. So it lists Barack Hussein Obama as his father. So that's obviously, to some people on the birth issue, proof now that he was not eligible to be president because his father is not a U.S. citizen. Therefore, he is not a U.S. citizen according to the Constitution, Article 2, Section 1. So the issue's not gone to rest, and I think the issue is going to get fired up more. One thing I will say, and I will say this, to people, candidly, if this is a fake, the Obama administration has done more damage to itself than it will ever be able to recover from. If this can be proved a fake, and if people say, "Wow, how are you going to do that, J.R.? Hey, look at the Bush documents, folks, that Dan Rather, picked up and tried to use and on his show and to denigrate President Bush and his service to the country, to his country and the military. Look at all of that, all of that controversy. And it was bloggers, folks, bloggers who were able to discover that these documents were forged. Bloggers found that out, folks. So don't underestimate the bloggers out here. Even if you think they're nuts and fruitcakes or, birthers, they're conspirators, don't underestimate them. They can find out a lot of things. Photoshop can do a lot of things. I would hope that this is not what's going on here. And one would think if they're going to present this as a genuine, authentic document, that they would have done so in all truthfulness, you know, because you've got to know people are looking for the fake. People can't. I mean, even if it's genuine, you're going to have people who are going to come after it as a fake. But when people are looking for it, and then can start pointing things out that would at least give you some reasonable suspicion to be cautious about its authenticity. You know, I mean, you've got to look at it realistically if they can show evidence. I mean, anyone can say it's a fake. Oh, it's just a fake. Well, how do you know that? Well, I don't. I just know it's a fake because, you know, he never had one. But if they're pointing out things like layers and things of this nature that, you know, to try to show that it's a fake, and it's stuff that's, you know, an accepted type of practice, you know, type of, you know, a way to forge a birth certificate of some sort, then it's something you have to look at realistically. Again, I'm not an expert at this, folks, so it's not me at saying that it's a fake or a fraud, but I have read and seen some articles and seen some videos on this particular long-form birth certificate and people who are saying it's a fake and a fraud, and this is why. Now, when you look at those videos and you listen to what these people are saying and read what they're saying, they do provide some tantalizing evidence that it may just be a fake. Then again, one would have to ask why in the world would Barack Obama produce a fake document at this time in his presidency, close to, you know, obviously close to campaign time coming up again. Why would you do it now? So there's a lot of questions out there. There's a lot of questions about the authenticity. There's a lot of questions about why it's being released now. Of course, like I said, largely I think it's because Donald Trump is getting close to home. Here's the other problem that the Obama administration has, and I think this is another thing that they're certainly, you know, they're in campaign mode on this. This has got something to do with the campaign, believe me when I tell you. Here's the other problem. As you know, right after the birth certificate came out, Trump, of course, was claiming credit for forcing the president's hand, but largely it's true. That's exactly what happened. There's no doubt in my mind about that, that's exactly why it was released. Here's the other problem, I think, and one of the reasons why I think the Obama administration released the birth certificate. It's the least damaging of all the documents that Barack Obama has not shown us. That's my opinion. I believe that there's other problems with other documentation, including Social Security numbers and a Selective Service record, and also, educational transcripts, college transcripts, college records, and things of that nature. Plus, the other thing is, obviously, passport information. You know, whether or not he was ever repatriated as a citizen when he came back from Indonesia, which could be a question. I think those issues are things that obviously Obama does not want people to find out about. Those themselves could be issues of suspect. Now, you have to remember, this is coming from an administration, folks, from a president who claimed that there was going to be transparency in his administration. Yet the first thing that happened was there was no transparency in us finding out who Barack Hussein Obama really is. And in the show last week, I said the same thing here. The American people have every right to know that their president, or that the person that they were going to select as president in this case, or elect as president, is who he says he is, and they have a right to know his background in order to make an educated choice in who they decide to pick as, you know, to elect as president of the United States. It's simple as that. This is not a deal where, well, I'm running for president. Well, what do we know about you? Well, nothing, but you don't have a right to know anything about me because I have a right of privacy. Folks, the minute you step into private office, you no longer have a right of privacy, at least not in regards to, you know, where you were born, your educational background, your criminal background, are you a U.S. citizen or not? Those things are, that's knowledge that the public has every right to know. I don't care what anyone tells you. The day we start saying that the American people do not have a right to know about the background of a person who is running for any public office, never mind just the presidency, is the day this country is going, well, it is falling apart, and this is probably one of the reasons why, but it's the day that the country is going to fall completely apart. We have an election process in this country for a reason. And when I keep saying selected, and it's probably a Freudian slip when I say that, because, you know, this is what's going to happen pretty soon if we're not able to vet these candidates, is that it's a selected process. It's who the parties select, and then you either vote for him or you don't. You know, the bottom line is it should not be, as we can see, folks, from Obama being in the spotlight here, their selection process is flawed. Now, we learned from on this show and on my blog quite a few months ago that there is actually no official process that the federal government uses to vet candidates. This came right out from a government agency. I can't remember the agency offhand, but it's on the blog. If you go in and in the blog and search it out, you'll find it on TalkShowAmerica.com, folks. In the Talks American blog, it'll have it in there. And just go up and search, and it'll search through, and you'll find the document that coincides with that. We have learned that there is no vetting process from the federal government side. The vetting process is basically left up to the states and to the political parties. And in many states, it's just left up to the political parties. And if the political parties do not vet their candidate, or if they vet them and decide, well, we're just going to go with this guy anyway, and we'll just cover everything up and say, you know, use it under the guise of the right to privacy, we should be all set. We can't have this in this country. Now, whether or not Barack Obama is a U.S. citizen, or a natural born, well, he's not natural born according to the Constitution, at least the interpretation that I've seen. But whether or not he's a citizen under the U.S. Constitution or whatever, okay, we'll have to leave that up to the people that know better. But the American people have a right to know the background of a person they are considering as a candidate for the presidency of the United States, and also as their choice in an election process. For president of the United States. And in my opinion, if those people do not meet that criteria, they should not be eligible. If they cannot reveal their records, medical, criminal, and obviously birth certificate, then they shouldn't be allowed to be candidates for the presidency. All right, folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Talk Show America Show, so don't go away.
Medicare Diabetic.
Hello, I'm a diabetic with insurance.
Medicare Diabetic is offering diabetics at no cost a multilingual talking pain-free test meter. Call, qualify, and receive as a bonus a blood pressure monitor absolutely free. If you have Medicare or insurance, Medicare Diabetic may send both your monitors and test supplies directly to your home at no cost. Insulin and syringes are available as well. Copay and deductibles may apply. Call 800-993-0617. That's 800-993-0617.
We hadn't talked, wanted to touch, or felt close in years, but Marriage Fitness turned our marriage around. Thank you so much, Mort.
Counseling was just a weekly blame fest. It drained us emotionally and financially. Marriage Fitness is totally different. This program actually works.
Hello, I'm Mort Fertel, creator of Marriage Fitness, the revolutionary, clinically proven program that will save your marriage. This is not marriage counseling. You won't have to dig into your past or dredge up your problems. Instead, you'll use a step-by-step system of positive relationship habits that will transform your marriage.
My husband wanted out and wouldn't go for help. I started Marriage Fitness alone. Now he wants back in. We're doing the program together.
Subscribe to Mort's free Marriage Fitness email service today at marriage12.com. You'll also receive his free report, 7 Secrets for Fixing Your Marriage, plus 5 free marriage assessments. That's marriage12.com. To turn your marriage around, visit marriage12.com.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now at 800-545-4460 and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste a minute helping you with your tax problems. We'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. We've settled millions of dollars of tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-545-4460. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-545-4460. That's 800-545-4460. Again, 800-545-4460.
Gentlemen, and welcome back to the Talk Show America Show. JR here with you. Thank you for taking time out of your busy day to listen. We certainly appreciate it, of course, very much indeed. And I'll tell you, folks, this issue just gets crazier. As I said before the break, I really believe that Barack Hussein Obama, President Obama, releasing the birth certificate at this point in time has created more problems for him than if he had just left the issue alone. Really, I have. I mean, you know, I'm glad that he released it if it's authentic. I mean, because it clears up a lot of questions and it's done. Okay, it was something that he should have did in the first place. Something that, as far as I'm concerned, should be required for every single candidate for the presidency or for any other political office in this country should have to prove that, number one, you are a U.S. citizen. And if you, obviously, in the case of the presidency, if you need to be a natural-born U.S. citizen, that you are that, too. The other thing is your background. You know, I mean, do we want to really be electing felons to the office of the presidency or other high-ranking offices or public offices, folks? Or, for that matter, any of the public offices, local even? No, we don't. You don't want these types of people, governing the country. So the American people have a right to know who they're going to be, placing on the candidacy list, and then who they're going to be choosing via election. I mean, and I don't care, you know, and they have a right to know about any, you know, they talk about, well, your medical history is, that's private, JR. And, well, I'm sorry, folks, but if there is something in the background of that candidate or that person, especially having maybe some types of mental challenges, folks, we have to know about that. This is a person who has his finger on the nuclear trigger. How can we think that it's just, well, he has a right to privacy. We can't get that information. I'm sorry, folks, but the bottom line is you need to have it. And you know what? John McCain put forth all his records, folks, all of them, his educational record, his military record, his medical records, folks, his birth certificate, all everything. And they even did, as you remember, this useless Senate resolution accepting John McCain as a natural born citizen. Why? Because he was born in Panama, folks. And he was born, of course, to U.S. citizen parents, his father, the admiral in the Navy, and, of course, his mother, who they were down a military base down in Panama. Now, they had to, they thought they had to adopt some type of resolution that said John McCain was a natural-born citizen of the United States because he was born in Panama, but born to his parents, yet there was no vetting of Barack Obama in the same instance. As a matter of fact, Obama voted for that resolution. Of course, obviously, people go, yeah, see, JL, look at, he voted for it. So he obviously doesn't think it's a big problem. And folks, what do you think he was going to do? Can you imagine if he had either not voted for it or put up a stink with the questions about his credentials? It would have started a firestorm worse than there was. So believe me, that was political survival for him. It wasn't for any other reason. He knows that if he didn't do that, they'd be looking at him, it'd look worse for him. It would look like he was trying to cover something up. Of course, it already looked like that anyway, because the guy's he's failing to release his birth certificate, release his birth records, release his records on medical and his educational records. There's absolutely no reason why those should not be released. I'm sorry, but that's just the way it is. You want transparency, folks? Then you have to be transparent. You can't sit there and tout transparency and yet be one of the biggest non-transparent administrations that has ever walked the planet. And in this case, that's exactly what this administration is. They're about as transparent as lead. And the bottom line is this needs to stop. So, I mean, you probably wouldn't have had half this Bertha issue had they not been so non-transparent. But again, they tout it every day. I just laugh. I'm like, how hypocritical can you be? Just amazing. So, of course, the Donald trumps President Obama and basically forces him to release the birth certificate. I think it's true. He put a lot of pressure on them, and he had the money to do it. That's the whole point. What were they going to do? Try to sue Donald Trump into submission? It wouldn't have happened. So they knew which side their bread was buttered on there. And the other thing is, folks, throwing out the birth certificate here, especially if they know that there was nothing suspicious on it, and if this is authentic, throwing out the birth certificate here, what this did, and I'm giving you the reason why now, was it detracts from the other things that are out there that are issues. First of all, it detracts from the fact that Barack Hussein Obama still may not be eligible to be president because he is under the Constitution anyway, and under the definition, not a natural-born U.S. citizen, which he has to be president of the United States. It detracts from that because everybody is stuck on this issue of whether or not he was born in the country, whether or not he's a citizen as a result of that. They did that on purpose. And they fueled this long because of that. They wanted everybody to think that, well, you know, he was born in Kenya and he wasn't born here, all on down the line, and that means he's not a U.S. citizen, so therefore he can't be president anyway. When the whole issue was whether or not he is actually a natural born U.S. citizen, which is because his father was a British subject and not a U.S. citizen. And according to the Constitution, Article 2, Section 1, his father's supposed to be a citizen of the United States. Now, there has been some different interpretations of this as well, and I might as well mention this, that some people are saying that no longer applies, that the law was amended at one point in time to allow it to be one of the parents has to be a U.S. citizen. And if that's the case, then the person becomes a natural-born U.S. citizen. I'm not a legal scholar, folks, so I'm not going to be able to tell you if that's the case or not. You'd have to go up to some of these sites and take a look at those issues and see if that may be the case or may not be. I've read two opinions on it. It's hard to say. And as I said, without being, I'm not a lawyer by any stretch of the imagination, so it would be difficult to make a decision one way or the other, legally anyway. And be able to say to you, yes, it's not true. This is what's true. That's not. You'd have to look for yourself, or have some constitutional scholar be able to tell you that yes, that's correct. The only one of the parents has to be a citizen in order for Obama to be a natural born U.S. citizen. Obviously, his mother was a U.S. citizen, so that would seem to satisfy that criteria. One of the things I wanted to talk about while we were talking about this issue of the birther issue here, folks, is there are some people that are saying it's already been debunked, that already the birth certificate has been debunked. And the reason why they're saying is because one of the reasons why they're saying this. And if I ever get past this, everything's running slow today. Okay, here we go. One of the reasons why they're saying is that the hospital where Obama is reported to have been born, which is I hope I'm saying this right, but the Kapilani Maternity and Gynecological Hospital. Is the information that they have on the birth certificate. Well, the problem is that if Obama was born in August 4th of 1961, which I don't think there's any doubt of the date, that hospital, according to the website, its name didn't change to that name until 1978. At that time, it was the Kukulani Children's Hospital, which merged with the Kapilani Maternity Home in 1978. So the question is, how could this official long-form birth certificate that was supposedly generated in 1961 have the name of the hospital that didn't, at least for technical reasons, folks, for namesake reasons, didn't exist yet. So, it's a legitimate question. And if you go to a wiki, like I said, if you go to the Talk Show American, go to the Talk Show America, talkshowamerica.com, this is the number one article right up there the minute you go onto the blog, so it'll be there. Take a look at what's written there, and there's links there. Go to them. It is a legitimate question. Now, why wouldn't the hospital that was of birth record be on the birth certificate? Because obviously, back in 1961, it was named Kukulani Children's Hospital. So why would not that not be the name that would be on there? It's not. It's got this Kapilani Maternity and Gynecological Hospital. Gynecological. I'm getting way. I hate saying that word. I'm gonna have to figure out how to get around that. We're just gonna call it the Kapilani Hospital, so I don't have to go through that again. Which was not named so until 1978. That's a big question, and it's a big mistake if that was left on there. If that was put on there afterwards. If this is a fake, how foolish can people be? Now, you would think that, if this is being faked, that these people would think of everything. So, if this is a copy of a form generated, because they make these forms that, like the Kolb's Certificate of Live Birth, which basically, certify that you're born, and it's accepted as a certification, except when, obviously, when Barack Obama put his up, there was a lot of questions about it because the reference number or the certificate number was blacked out. There was no doubt about the fact that there were some good evidence that the first one was a fake. So that obviously led to where we are today. This article here, which is, again, I link to it on the blog, it's talking about the Kapilani Hospital not being named that until 1978, and before that it was and I'm saying these the best I can, folks, so I apologize to anyone if it's not what it's supposed to be, the Kukulani Children's Hospital merged with the Kapilani Maternity Home in 1978. So, It's hard to say what the name of the hospital really is. What it should have been on that certificate is the Kukulani Children's Hospital. That's why there's some confusion over that, and I think it raises a good question and a legitimate question because it's there. We have to realize that if we're going to present something as authentic, then it should be just that. So it definitely raises a question. All right, we're a little bit over the break. We're going to be right back, folks, in a few minutes here on the Talk Show America Show. So don't go away.
Medcare Diabetic.
Hello, I'm a diabetic with insurance.
Medcare Diabetic is offering diabetics at no cost a multilingual talking pain-free test meter. Call, qualify, and receive as a bonus a blood pressure monitor absolutely free. If you have Medicare or insurance, Medcare Diabetic may send both your monitors and test supplies directly to your home at no cost. Insulin and syringes are available as well. Copay and deductibles may apply. Call 800-993-0617. That's 800-993-0617.
Hey folks, JR here from Talk Show America. Print up free discount coupons that can be redeemed at your local store and check out some great talk shows at the same time at phoenixbroadcastingtalk.net.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now at 800-545-4460 and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste a minute helping you with your tax problems. We'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. We've settled millions of dollars of tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-545-4460. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-545-4460. That's 800-545-4460. Again, 800-545-4460.
We hadn't talked, wanted to touch, or felt close in years, but Marriage Fitness turned our marriage around. Thank you so much, Mort.
Counseling was just a weekly blame fest. It drained us emotionally and financially. Marriage Fitness is totally different. This program actually works.
Hello, I'm Mort Fertel, creator of Marriage Fitness, the revolutionary, clinically proven program that will save your marriage. This is not marriage counseling. You won't have to dig into your past or dredge up your problems. Instead, you'll use a step-by-step system of positive relationship habits that will transform your marriage.
My husband wanted out and wouldn't go for help. I started Marriage Fitness alone. Now he wants back in. We're doing the program together.
Subscribe to Mort's free Marriage Fitness email service today at marriage12.com. You'll also receive his free report, 7 Secrets for Fixing Your Marriage, plus 5 free marriage assessments. That's marriageandthenumber12.com. To turn your marriage around, visit marriage12.com.
So here's to all the soldiers, fight for you and me, because you wear that uniform, America is free.
There is a flag flying so proud, the red, white, and blue. And I can live my life in peace, thanks to you.
So here's to all the soldiers who fight for you and me, because you wear that uniform, America is free. Because you keep us safe from harm, America is free.
You're listening to the Talk Show America Show.
Yes, you are, folks, and welcome back to the Talk Show America Show. I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy day to listen. We certainly appreciate it very much indeed. And, of course, we appreciate our brave men and women who fight for our freedoms every single day, folks across the globe. Please remember them in your thoughts, and please remember them in your prayers. And please remember to go to americasupportsyou.mil, where you can email the troops, send them a message, tell them that you appreciate what they're doing, you appreciate their sacrifice and service to our country and the mission to keep us safe from global terrorism. Folks, deserve our gratitude. And, of course, in this day and age of turmoil and all the types of things that are going on between disasters and Obamacare and the birth certificate issue and all this other stuff, it's easy to forget about our brave men and women who are still out there fighting the fight. Just remember to drop them a line at americasupportyou.mil. It's free, doesn't cost you anything, and you don't even have to know a soldier. Send it to all the soldiers, any soldier. Thank you for your bravery, courage. Thank you for defending our freedoms. We certainly appreciate it and have not forgotten about you. And remember, folks, if you know someone in your neighborhood who has a loved one serving in the war on terror, global war on terror, as you know, that's anybody in the military right now, just thank them for their loved one's service. That will mean more to them than anything else that you can possibly do, that it shows that the American people are appreciative of that service. All right. Okay. So I want to get to a little bit more on to why some people are thinking that this birth certificate is a fake. And, of course, you knew this was coming, folks. Anyone that thinks that that was going to be the end of the issue was foolish, especially when it's gone on so long, folks, and there's been so much non-transparency and not transparency at all. So much has been done to cover up and stop Obama's records from being released. It was bound to happen. Now that he releases it, at least that's what they're purporting. This is the authentic version. It was bound to be that people are going to look at it very, very microscopically, and they're going to, if they think it's a fake, they're going to say so. And the latest analysis on this controversy, folks, the original birth certificate was probably in a negative form. And someone at the White House, this is what they're saying, folks, this isn't me, this is a source I'm quoting here. It says someone in the White House took it upon themselves to doctor it up so the form can be readable. The bottom line is that this is what what they want to say is happening here. This was on the National Review. It says the PDF is composed of multiple images. That's correct. Using a photo editor or a PDF viewer of your choice, you can extract this image data, view it, hide it, etc. But these layers, as they're being called, aren't layers in the traditional photo editing sense of the word. They are, quite literally, pieces of image data that have been positioned in a PDF container. They appear as text, but also contain glyphs, dots, lines, boxes, squiggles, and random garbage. They're not combined or merged in any way. Quite simply, they look like they were created programmatically and not by a human. What's plausible is that somewhere along the way, from the scanning device to the PDF creation software, both of which can perform OCR, optical character recognition, these partial pseudo-text images were created and saved. What's not plausible is that the government spent all this time manufacturing Obama's birth certificate only to commit the laughable rookie mistake of exporting the layers from Photoshop or whatever photo editing software they are meant to have used. It's likely that whoever scanned the birth certificate in Hawaii forgot to turn off the OCR setting on the scanner, and let's leave it at that. So, this is the problem when they're talking about layering and everything else. There's questions about this birth certificate, and it's largely because of what it is purported to be, the original copy. So, this is what National Review is saying happened. They believe, because there's layering on this, and the people that know how to do this Photoshop stuff, this is what they're coming up with. They're turning around and saying, hey, this has been doctored. So the National Review tries to give a plausible explanation as to why this would seem to be. I mean, and again, I have to agree to some extent. If we're going to offer this as genuine, I just don't see. I mean, I know that the Obama administration, they're really a bunch of hacks and really don't know much about what they're doing. But I can't see if you're going to put something out as if you're going to fake something and then try to put it out as authentic. I think you would take the time to make sure that no one, at least in amateur bloggers and other people who are experts at Photoshop and everything, are going to be able to pick it apart. But then again, nothing surprises me with this administration anymore. Nothing. Nothing at all. And this is, this has largely become a big problem. And this is Obama's administration's problem in the first place. No one trusts them anymore, folks. Not even their own people. And when you start losing the trust of the American people, and then you're losing the trust of the people, even people in your own party, you've got problems. And Obama has big problems here. The birth certificate is out and it's satisfying many of the people, and of course the people who are anti-birther, are attacking the birth left and right now, saying, see, you were wrong all along. Well, without them taking a look at the document themselves to make sure it's authentic, they're making these claims. Of course, they want to be able to capitalize on it, so are they going to? But the bottom line is, folks, I mean, it could be a fake. There's no doubt about it. Do I want to believe that it's a fake? No, because, you know, I'd like to see this issue at least, settled so we know. And finally, and you know what, Barack Obama, he can't blame the Republican Party. He can't blame the right wingers that he wants to label as nuts and the birthers. He can only blame himself, because had his administration and he and his administration been transparent and clear from the beginning, this issue would not be here today. It would be done and over with, and he would be able to take care of the problems that he needs to take care of. He can anyway, folks. He doesn't need to worry about this Bertha issue. If you know, it wasn't going to you know, nothing was going to happen. It was just going to be people continue to demand his birth certificate, and if he never produced it, you know, he would have been he still would have been in the president until at least 2012. There's a reason why he produced this, folks, and it's because Donald Trump was going to push the issue, and I'm telling you, if this is the authentic birth certificate, then the bottom line is this. He had nothing to worry about with any information that's on there, because there's nothing that's on there that wasn't already known. There might be a little bit of discrepancy about that hospital name and you know, how that came about, but I'm sure it's easily explained. But there's nothing else on there, in my opinion, that would question whether or not Barack Obama, Hussein Obama, was born in the United States. Because it's all there. So the bottom line is, because it has the attending physician and everything, and the original Kolb did not. And that's why the original Kolb was questioned so much. The attending physician was not listed. And I don't believe the hospital was listed either. I'm not sure, but I'd have to check on the original Kolb. That is on the website on Talk Show America, the Talk Show American, by the way, folks. And you can check that out. So there was some question on the original Kolb, but this long form release had the attending physician's name, which is important, and also had the hospital listed, although technically that name of that hospital didn't exist till 1978, so that's a little bit of a question on that. There's a few other questions, but they were relatively minor at best. So why would he have not released this earlier? In my opinion, the thing is, Trump forced his hand, because the thing is, they wanted to track from any other records that Obama's not releasing from them being demanded next, which that's exactly what Trump did right after that. And it's kind of funny. Release your college, your educational records. Absolutely, folks. Release them. Absolutely. There should be no reason why. He should be proud that he went to those colleges, and there shouldn't be any big problem. Who cares if he got a D in something or whatever? Big deal. So did George Bush. So did John Kerry. So did even John F. Kennedy, folks. So who cares? No one's going to sit there and go, wow, you got an F in history, so, or a D in history, so you're a dummy. I mean, the bottom line is, folks, people want to know that this man is, you know, his background, you know, he's competent and educated enough to be the commander-in-chief. I mean, all these records not released, never heard anything like it. At least the presidential candidates that I'm aware of, released their records. There was no reason not to. And it's as simple as that. This man stalled on everything just about. And there's got to be a reason why. You don't stall because everything's, you know, copacetic. You stall because it's something that you don't want people to know. Otherwise, if you're running for public office, and as I said before and I'll say again, the American people have every single right to know your background. Are you a citizen? Are you eligible for this office? It's simple as that. And I'm sorry. Are you smart enough? Are you healthy enough in regards to at least mental capacity anyway? On top of everything else, are you eligible as a citizen of the United States? So, you know, it's all Obama's fault that this went as far as it did. It's as simple as that. Whether or not that they ever want to admit it. All right, we're going to be right back after these messages here, folks, on the Talk Show America show. Don't go away.
And business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation.
Call Certified Tax now at 800-545-4460 and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste a minute helping you with your tax problems. We'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. We've settled millions of dollars of tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-545-4460. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-545-4460. That's 800-545-4460. Again, 800-545-4460.
We hadn't talked, wanted to touch, or felt close in years, but Marriage Fitness turned our marriage around. Thank you so much, Mort.
Counseling was just a weekly blame fest. It drained us emotionally and financially. Marriage Fitness is totally different. This program actually works.
Hello, I'm Mort Fertel, creator of Marriage Fitness, the revolutionary, clinically proven program that will save your marriage. This is not marriage counseling. You won't have to dig into your past or dredge up your problems. Instead, you'll use a step-by-step system of positive relationship habits that will transform your marriage.
My husband wanted out and wouldn't go for help. I started Marriage Fitness alone. Now he wants back in. We're doing the program together.
Subscribe to Mort's free Marriage Fitness email service today at marriage12.com. You'll also receive his free report, 7 Secrets for Fixing Your Marriage, plus 5 free marriage assessments. That's marriageandthenumber12.com. To turn your marriage around, visit marriage12.com.
All right, folks, and welcome back to the Talk Show America Show. JR here with you. Thank you for taking time out of your busy day to listen. We certainly appreciate it very much indeed, folks. And, you know, it's comical in a way when you think about this birth certificate issue because, you know, again, I don't call the people who question his birthers. And in some ways, I questioned why he wouldn't release it. I really did. I mean, and there was questions about whether it even existed at some point in time, just beyond the Kolb, which a Kolb, I mean, he could have gotten a Kolb, folks. If he was born in Kenya and his mother brought him over here, he could have gotten a Kolb. They could have gotten a Kolb for him. That's perfectly legal to do. But that doesn't make him a U.S. citizen. You know, or at least the natural born U.S. citizen. He could be a citizen of the United States, you know, do all the proper indoctrination of the paperwork. But the bottom line is that there's not even a record that can be found of Barack Obama ever repatriating his citizenship here in the United States after being a citizen of Indonesia for a number of years while he lived there. So, you know, the questions are legitimate questions, and largely that he called, that he caused himself. And now the supposed authentic birth certificate has been produced, and it's being questioned. People want to know why. Well, you know what? When you're not transparent the first time, folks, why is anybody going to trust you after that? I mean, it's as simple as that. We're getting a good rainstorm and thunderstorm coming here, so you might hear some big booms coming up, folks. Don't be alarmed. I'm not being attacked here. It's just a thunderstorm that's running through the area. So you may hear a few crashes. It's nothing to be alarmed about. You know, this whole issue of the Kolb, this whole issue of the birth certificate not being released when it should have been, and I mean the long form version, folks, not the Kolb, and supposedly that's what this is now. And like I said, looking at it on face value, there's nothing on that certificate that would lead me to believe that Barack Obama was not born in the United States. So that issue would have been put to bed right away. The question still remains about Article 2, Section 1 of the Constitution. Is he a U.S. Is he a natural born U.S. citizen for the purposes of the Constitution to be eligible for the office of the presidency? That still remains in question because obviously his father was not a U.S. citizen. At least to the interpretation of some people of the Constitution, that means he does not qualify to be eligible for the presidency. There's some people that say that's not true. So that's going to be an issue for another day. But all of this brouhaha, folks, over this birth certificate, it appears that it has been for nothing. And people, yeah, CJ, those people shouldn't have, you know, they made noise for nothing. Well, folks, you can't blame the people. You blame the man. He did not release it. He didn't want it released. And there was reasons why. And I still think that there's going to be, it's the other documentation besides that he's worried about releasing. And that could be, a problem as well. He created this problem for himself. And in my opinion, the campaign created this problem largely for a lot of reasons, because they wanted to time this and bring out this long-form birth certificate to be able to say, see, these people are all crazy, to know what they're talking about. See, here's the whole deal. But if this turns out, folks, that it's not a genuine document, it will be the end of the Obama presidency for all intents and purposes, because no one is going to – I mean, people don't trust him now. No one will ever trust him after that. So let these people keep digging and see what they come up with. If they come up with, the evidence, the cards fall where they may. That's all the time I have for today here, folks, on the Talk Show America show. Don't forget the blog, www.talkshowamerica.com, the Talk Show American. I'll catch you again next week here on the show. Have a great day. Stay safe. JR here from Talk Show America. Print up free discount coupons that can be redeemed at your local store, and check out some great talk shows at the same time at phoenixbroadcastingtalk.net.